I don't often read web pages and then record my reading of them, but today I will. So, as I note that I don't often do it, it's for a good reason, because it's not often that it's needed to be done. And I think there's good reason to read this article here today, so listen up. It's from Social Justice Ireland, socialjustice.ie, and look for publications posted today. The title of the article is Ireland's Economic Outlook Credible? Question mark. Is the Irish government's economic outlook for the period 2015 credible, given the central bank's most recent forecast on economic growth? Social Justice Ireland has serious doubts in this regard. The government's economic outlook for Ireland was published in Budget 2012. The key table is reproduced below. It forecasts low growth in 2012, but the central bank has now lowered these forecasts dramatically. The latest official predictions from the central bank say gross domestic product GDP will rise by 0.5% this year and 2.1% in 2013. That compares with previous forecasts of 1.8% growth that the bank made in October and 2.1% in July last year. Gross national product GNP, a narrower measure of economic activity which excludes multinational firms, will fall by 0.7% this year, according to the central bank, and will rise by only 1% in 2013. That reverses last quarter's expectations that GNP would rise by 0.7% for 2012. Other major analysts of the Irish situation predict the domestic economy will return to recession in 2012. Social Justice Ireland again draws attention to the fact that growth in these forecasts is based totally on exports. All components of domestic demand are forecast to fall in 2012, according to government consumer spending by 1.3%, government expenditure by 2.2%, and investment by 1%. So government predicted growth of 1.3% in GDP, 0.7% in GNP, is based totally on increasing exports by 3.6% in 2012. The central bank forecast now casts serious doubt on these modest forecasts. The economic pressures being faced by Ireland's major trading partners does not augur well for its exports in the period immediately ahead. The economic outlook also shows that government has accepted that employment and unemployment will fall again in 2012, which will only happen if there is an increase in emigration. Ireland is facing a lengthy period of low growth, high debt, increasing poverty, high unemployment, and growing inequality. At the same time, the austerity drive to balance the nation's books is creating a society with deep social injustices, not least for young people who have no sustainable jobs and no future in Ireland. As noted above, the growth that underpins the government's current economic outlook is heavily dependent on growing exports. In this context, an IMF spokesperson speaking on December 20, 2011 stated that looking ahead 2012, there has been a substantial deterioration in the regional economic outlook, which represents a major external drag on Ireland's recovery and also poses downside risks. This calls for continued careful design and sound implementation of fiscal consolidation, financial sector reform, and structural reforms to help sustain the nascent economic recovery. According to the Troika and the Irish government, reducing unemployment is the key priority. However, if unemployment is to fall, employment must grow. This, however, cannot happen unless domestic demand rises. This seems very unlikely to happen at the Eurozone, the UK and the USA. They are all taking an austerity route towards resolving their own problems. Ireland's exports may rise in this scenario, but at nowhere near the rate required to turn Ireland's economy around. It seems clear that Ireland needs some major adjustment to the terms of its current bailout agreement if it is to extricate itself from this situation. Strong stuff there from Social Justice Ireland. It makes you think. Sometimes people say, what if the experts got it wrong? But what if people actually said, what if the experts got it right and nobody listened to the experts? And what if the experts weren't traditional experts at all, but there were people with eyes and ears and minds to think and notepads to take notes, and who looked around and saw what was happening in their country and what the government was doing to it and what it was doing to its people. We live in a society. We do not just live in an economy. And while the IMF and the ECB and the European Union, the Troika, have identified that Ireland has done all the austerity that it can take at the moment, what if that is too much medicine for the patient, and the patient is reacting to the overdose, and what happens next? Interesting times ahead. Interesting article.